Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Hang in there. The weekend's almost here. Well, we've got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to empower you this hour, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. First up, we're going to be talking about that chronological clock. Everybody's got one. So we're going to talk about what we can do about helping it out. Also, we're going to be talking about getting enough rest to help improve your healing if you're trying to heal and get over something. Also, fast track on nutrients. We're going to see what we can do there. And we have a quack report, whole lot of stuff to cover. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm holding all of America, all of our precious God-loving Americans up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees seeking the Lord's face. And I'm praying for righteousness from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, and west. cover the map. And because we need godly help to pull this country out of the ditch it's in, because that's what I call in it, a ditch. And that's not good. We're stuck. We need help. And we're going to need some supernatural power to unlodge our situation. We do. We need godly help. And I think if enough Americans seek the Lord's face sincerely, with repentant hearts, I think he'll reach down from heaven and help us out. What do you think? Righteous men of valor. That's what we need. That's what we need. Let's pray for that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, what do we have? Ooh, this isn't good. Hackers hacked into MedStar Health System. The FBI is investigating. The hacking incident took place at a major hospital chain called MedStar Health, Inc., and it happened on Monday. It caused the record system to go offline, and thousands of doctors and patients couldn't access what? Information. So this is a nonprofit, and it's in charge of 10 regional hospitals. So they shut down all their computers, all their interfaces, because they didn't want they thought first it was a virus or something, but the hospital's record systems were forced offline. Staff had to go back to the paper and pencil. Yeah, they had to resort to paper medical records and transactions using the phone, not the tablets. And some employees have been off their computers since Monday. I bet you they feel lost. What do you think? MedStar says that all of their hospitals and clinical facilities are still open, even though they can't log into healthcare systems' computer networks. They said that their highest priority is the safety of the patients and their associates and confidentiality of the information. Well, good luck with that. If it's been hacked, I bet you guys are going to get a ransom note. You want to get into your information? The x-rays, the surgical records, the insurance payment information, well, then you got to pay us, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, they're going to have driverless cars with computers, and people are actually going to strap themselves into that thing. No one's onboard computer in their car could be hacked. I wouldn't dare. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, let's see, what is this? This is researchers from Oregon State University and University of Mississippi did some research, and this is what they concluded. They say America is an obese nation. They're saying 97.3% of the U.S. adults have failed to achieve 4 basic health lifestyle habits. Okay? Well, and according to the lead author, Ellen Smith, Oregon State University, she says, we weren't looking for marathon runners in our research, but she said they had 4 measurements that they went by. Standard healthy living, you know, like a good diet, moderate exercise, the recommended body fat percentage for your weight, height, and not smoking. Those were the parameters. So only 2.7% of Americans met that basic criteria, which means 97.3% failed. Oh boy. Good habits die hard, right? I think so. And that wraps the quack report. Okay, Frank. Get those sound bites all straightened out there. Snap them into shape. Get that quacker. Oh, my gosh. Don't you love it when you push the button and it doesn't work right? Well, that's what makes radio so interesting. Okay. We're going to be talking about that chronological clock. You know, if we ask people over the age of 46, you know, how they feel about themselves, they'll tell you. They think more about how old they are lately than they used to. So according to reports, women in their 40s begin to talk more about aging. And you know what they call this? They call this old talk. So there is a turning point well, you know, we're certain styles or too young to wear, you know, clothing and hairstyles. You know, you're getting old. You don't wear that anymore. So actresses over 40, you know, they see a drop. They see a drop in the offers for movie roles. And research from the University of West England and Trinity University of Texas found that men and women who worried about their age tend to be less likely to maintain appearances, and their quality of life could decline. So men, man has been, warring against this chronological aging, since the creation of mankind. Let's face it, right? You know, the Holy Grail and all that stuff. The elixir of youth. Well, no one wants to grow old or at least look old. So scientists have been looking for answers to turn back the clock or at least stop it from moving forward. And they've been looking for that for hundreds of years. So the field of dermatology, you know, had leaped into the new heights with all those chemical peels and injections to temporarily provide that younger appearance. And then plastic surgery became popular in 1907. I didn't know it was that year it became popular, but it did. And it's now a billion-dollar industry. Billion-dollar. So let's take a look at how we can naturally look as youthful as possible for as long as possible without any drugs or surgery. Well, let's tackle the anti-wrinkle cosmetic. Yeah, do any of the anti-wrinkle creams work? What do you think? Do I see a show of hands that think they work? Well, in 2015, the beauty industry made $11.2 billion, and it grew by 3% over 2014. And most, if not all, of the anti-aging sundry items are more hype than help. So topical creams will have additives like parabens, and, it preserves the product. That's what it does. It preserves the product, and these actually encourage more wrinkles when you have parabens in there. So how come that happens? Well, according to research from Denmark that was published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, they found that the advertised key ingredients in wrinkle creams, liposomes, break apart on the skin surface and don't penetrate the skin layers. So the skin has natural bacteria and acids to protect it from, the cosmetic substances. Therefore, the beauty industry has kind of struggled at trying to get their rejuvenative substances past the skin's defenses, deep into that skin layer. So often, famous people are hired to be spokespersons for the anti-aging products. So if you look at the ingredients in these cosmetics, they are essentially a list of chemicals. And many ingredients which are listed in cosmetics cause the skin to lose moisture, elasticity, and firmness. So research done at the Bispebjerg Hospital in Copenhagen found that the sunblock ingredients in suntan lotion is detectable in urine after just 2 weeks of use, and it interferes with estrogen hormones and increases the risk of cancer. That information was published in 2004 in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology. Well, let's jump back to the plastic surgery topic for a sec. Ancient forms of plastic surgery have been practiced all over the world for thousands of years. It became a serious practice in Rome when physicians performed reconstruction surgery on the gladiators. So it was a serious decision. It still is when you want to undergo surgery of any kind. Celebrities are often obsessed with their appearance, and, some attempts to look youthful come out better than others. So either way, you have to live with the end result. Well, what did Canada find out? Yeah, let's ask the Canadians. A group of scientists in Quebec, Canada, had some plant compounds tested to see if the fountain of youth could be discovered in them. After 10,000 screenings of plant extracts, they found 6 that had potential. Their research was published in the Journal of Oncotarc, and they want to study how humans age, guess what they do? They look at yeast, because they say yeast ages like humans do. So, the 6 plants that they studied extended the life of yeast or in other words, it decelerated the aging process. So one of the six herbs significantly extended the lifespan of yeast. So let's check out the big six. According to one of the researchers, Vladimir Tyrenko, he says the six plants that they tested are black cohosh, valerian root, passion flower, ginkgo biloba, wild celery, and willow bark. So of the six, they said the willow bark was the most potent with the longest lasting action. So when they tested willow bark against the yeast, they found it extended the lifespan of yeast from 369 to 475% longer lifespan. So according to this research, what this may mean is that on a cellular or molecule level, these herbs have the potential to delay the onset or progression of aging and any of the health conditions that could be associated with aging. So the scientists went a step further, and they tested the herbs against the anti-aging drugs rapamycin and metformin. Guess what? The herbs outperformed the drugs. So what the research is showing is that certain herbs can show biological aging or slow biological aging, even if they don't know which chemical mechanism in the herb is doing that. In addition, these six herbs are non-toxic. Okay. Well, let's talk about the extract hunt for a minute, because according to health expert John Dulliard, there are some differences in plant extracts you should be aware of. He says that the European Union has tried to establish in their market standardized extracts, in which Dulliard says is nearly impossible because plant crops will fluctuate in nutrition content from season to season, depending on rainfall, soil, and where the crop is grown. So there will be some differences from crop to crop, which can change the fragrance, color, taste of the plants. So on this point, I agree with him. So Dulliard also explains that some manufacturers will attempt to standardize their extract with their process by extracting just one plant compound, also called a constituent or a phytochemical. Then they will concentrate this one plant compound, this one ingredient, and they may or may not add it back to the whole plant extract, or they may add it to other extracts. So this is referred as a phytopharmaceutical process. Not all herbalists practice this or agree with it because it is not a whole food extract at that point, but it's an isolated compound which is void of all the buffer alkaloids, and it's similar to how drug companies make their product. Now, in Europe, the law requires that plant extracts be concentrated only to the potency of the plant itself. Most U.S. manufacturers of plant extracts will avoid the phytopharmaceutical process, and they use the entire nutrition of the plant to make their extracts. Therefore, Dulliard has confirmed what I have known and been saying for years, that whole food supplements with the full spectrum of nutrition are going to be more potent, not only more potent, but they're going to be safer for you. So why do these six herbs work? Let's kind of peek into a few information on each one of them and see. If we get back to those six herbs, we find that these herbs have some action that can give us a hint why they work. Black cohosh tends to be a tall plant native to North America and Canada, and it used to be used as a bed bug repellent by the Native American Indians and early settlers. So this plant has alkaloids that bind to estrogen receptors, and pregnant women should not use this plant, or anyone that has an estrogen-dependent cancer shouldn't use this plant. So this herb could be helpful for those that are not expecting or don't have cancer, but this herb shouldn't be used long term. Now let's look at valerian root. It's a plant native to North America and Europe. It is often used to calm the nervous system. It's rich in flavonoids and high in calcium, which, you know, helps the neurotransmitters to improve sleep. Passion flower is yet another one, And it is a subtropical vine, or subtropical vine, which also produces fruit with the flower. It's often been used for pain and insomnia. So we find lots of flavonoids and enzymes in this herb. Now, ginkgo biloba is a tree, has a long lifespan. It can grow for 1,000 years. Usually grows to 100 feet. It's indigenous to China, and this herb is known to improve poor circulation. However, avoid this herb if you're taking anticoagulants. So this is an herb rich in flavonoids and antioxidants, known through Asia as the longevity herb. Now, wild celery contains oils and flavonoids. It helps to purify the blood, and you shouldn't exceed recommended doses if you're using it. Pregnant women and those with kidney failure should avoid this herb. Also, avoid extended sun exposure or tanning beds if you're using it as well. Your skin will burn faster if you're using it. Willow bark, the last one, is indigenous to North America and China. This tree has this inner bark that is an anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. And this is the original source for the salicin that they use to manufacture aspirin. So you should avoid using willow bark if you have an aspirin allergy. Okay? All right. So we have longevity herbs at our fingertips that we can utilize. So an herb typically offers usually more than just one benefit. Okay? The big six herbs, the Canadian folks, the researchers focused on to stop the aging process. But these herbs also offer more than a youthful appearance. For instance, ginkgo can help improve memory, especially for stroke patients. So if you want to tap into the power of these herbal formulas, valerian root, the brain concentrate with the ginkgo, and the pain anti-inflammatory, which is your willow bark and meadowsweet, you can call the experts in the Whole Food Certified Organic Herb Formula area, and that would be Apothecary Herbs. The whole plant nutrition is preserved. There's nothing removed or extracted out of it, separated, isolated, whatever. So you get everything that God intended you to have in that plant. Their toll-free number, if you'd like a free product catalog or if you'd like to order, is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, or you can visit them on the website at thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget to sign up for their free online newsletters. They have two of them. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, so full of natural therapy information there. So if you want to get a Health Quest issue, sign up today, because it goes out tomorrow, and it's absolutely free. Check that out. By the way, that is an email publication, not a hard copy publication. All right. Oh, we got a few minutes before we have to take a break at the bottom here of the hour. Let's just jump into, getting enough rest. None of us get enough rest. Let's just face it. We cheat rest like no other. And we need rest to heal, but how much do we need? Well, most people understand that getting enough rest helps us not only function better, but also makes us look younger. So the more rest we get, the less likely we'll have, those dark circles under our eyes. However, getting quality rest goes beyond how perky we look and act. Our heart, our brain, and our entire metabolism relies on us getting that rest. It relies also on good food, clean water, and oxygen. So we're going to take a look at how we can speed a healing process along, boost our immune system, and even look better, more useful, when we get the right amount of rest. So when we rest, our brain is able to learn more quickly and memory recall is enhanced. A lot of physicians have harmed many a patient due to lack of sleep. So getting good, consistent rest also influences our longevity. Research states that if we cheat ourselves with only 5 or less hours of rest per day, it increases our risk of death. So we've been hearing how medicine thinks many diseases are linked to an inflammation condition. Well, now research is pointing to sleep reducing the likelihood of an inflammatory disease like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, and premature aging. So the report is saying more than 6 hours, that's what we need, more than 6 hours of rest each day is going to be required to derail the premature aging thing. So the report went on to say that if you get more than 6 hours of rest, you'll do even better. There seems to be some sort of link between people with insomnia and sleep apnea and blood pressure or heart conditions. So in 2010, there was a study. There was a correlation between C-reactive protein, heart attacks, and less than 6 hours of rest per day. So countless reports award sleep the credit for improving our creativity, our concentration, our scholastic grades, our IQ. You know, good IQ is always good to have. And rest will also lower our stress levels. Absolutely. Let me read you this quote by, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, Center City, New York City. It was Raymond Jean, MD, Director of Sleep Medicine there. He says, many things that we take for granted are affected by sleep. Sleeping better equals living better. For instance, rest can reduce stress and help lower blood pressure. I agree with that. I mean, you know, it's one of the best things in the world to have rest. You don't know how much you missed rest until it's stripped from you and you can't sleep. You know, just ask people that, you know, can't sleep. They're on medications that keep them awake. Well, let's look real quickly at our metabolism. New research is affirming that if we don't get adequate rest, we will sabotage our weight management effort. So a research team at the University of Chicago found that when we rest, we lose more weight by about 56%. So sleep deprivation prevents fat from melting off the body, and what happens is it doesn't create a weight loss at all. You may build muscle, but you're not going to lose the fat because you're not sleeping. A lack of sleep affects your appetite as well. You feel hungrier than normal. Huh. Well, here's another report by David Rappaport, New York City University Langone Medical Center. He's in the Department of Sleep Disorders. He says, sleep and the metabolism are controlled by the same sectors of your brain. So when you are sleepy, certain hormones go up in your blood, and those same hormones drive appetite. So rest influences the electrical impulses in the brain. So let's just recap here. We're talking about, you know, looking better in the first segment of the show. Sleep has a big chunk to do with that, as well as, you know, getting good nutrition and regular exercise and, you know, limiting the alcohol and the smoking. But sleep is, you know, you don't have to pay for that. You just go get some sleep. How easy is that? And it'll just improve your whole metabolism, your whole level of health, your vitality, your longevity, just getting some real sleep. Just ask Michael Jackson. Well, you can't ask him, sorry. But he couldn't sleep. He lost his ability to get to sleep naturally. He had to be anesthetized. And his time was, you know, numbered. His days were numbered because he was taking that propofol anesthetic. And the average amount of time you can use it is like, what, 56 doses? And he died, what, on the 32nd dose or something like that? 42nd dose? I can't remember. But it was like 12 doses away, I think, from him, you know, maxing out the ability to sleep using that process. Then what do you do? Well, you die. If you don't sleep, you die. That's what happens. All those cells can't get regenerated. Little mitochondria say, cannot function. And all your cells die. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Keeping Life into the Original Medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. Yeah. Getting back in. What's that, the 70s, Frank? Uh-huh. What an era, huh? All right, we're talking about how much rest we need to help us feel better, to get that youthful look and vitality back, to recharge our mitochondria, to, you know, speed that healing process along. Well, let's talk about how we can reverse the sleep deprivation. Now, according to a study that was published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, if you find you are lacking adequate sleep, the shortfall can be made up with a nap. So they found that you can reverse a negative effects of less than getting 6 hours of sleep with a short 30-minute nap. Apparently, the nap will reduce the cellular stress on the body and boost the immune system. Now, according to the report, just 30 minutes of snooze time reverses the negative hormonal impact from the sleep deprivation and restores or resets your biomarkers involving neuroendocrine to normal levels. So a mere 30-minute nap will increase these levels in men by 2.5 times, which will influence stress, heart function, blood pressure, and blood sugar, so it'll help you manage all that better. So if you're catching up on sleep, it's definitely a necessity. So the research also mentions that a lack of rest reduces the interleukin-6 protein level, which is linked to your immune system ability to fight off viruses. So if you're burning the candle at both ends, you're sure enough probably going to pick up a virus. All right, let's talk about mood and identity. We already know that rest is important for the body, and in particular, your brain. So a lack of rest affects the mood, and research concludes that a habit of not getting enough rest and not taking your naps will, you know, make up the, and if you do take your naps, you'll make up the shortfall, as we mentioned. But if you don't take your naps and make up for that shortfall, they said it could lead to depression. So an area where more depression is evident is among workers engaged in shift work, or the people that are working the night shift. So according to the Harvard Medical School, the caffeine, the alcohol, the energy drinks, not helping. Americans are using those to cope with a lack of rest, and it's not giving them any help at all. Antidepressants use up 400% within the last decade. More people are using them. And we are overstimulated with a lot of technology, you know, in our instant gratification world of high stress, and we're finding it difficult to get rest. So overstimulation will stress our cells and enhance the aging process. So according to neurosurgeon Dr. Gupta, he says the artificial accelerated aging is America's hidden epidemic, he says. So in a recent Work and Education Gallup poll, their findings showed 7 out of 10 get the sense of identity from their job. This was slightly more significant for women than for men. So who are you if you aren't your work, is what they're saying. If you schedule time to rest and the same way you schedule time to work, you know, and meet your other appointments and obligation, you're going to discover some new things about yourself. Rest is that important. It will change your identity. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, "He that can rest is greater than he that can take cities." What did Benji know, right? Yeah, he was a thinker. All right, so how do we speed your healing? Well, the National Institutes of Health have published studies on the influence rest has on your immune system. Rest influences your healing potential because it has a direct impact on the immune system cells. So if there is no disturbance in the normal sleep pattern, you know, you have your wake cycles, your sleep cycles, it's called your circadian rhythm. So if there's no disturbance there, you're going to have a stronger immune system. So the amount of rest that you get influences the number of anti-inflammatory cytokine cells and their killer T cells of your immune system. And research shows that resting impacts the immune system through these cells, but science isn't completely sure how that's working. They do know that normal sleep redistributes the T cells and the lymph nodes. So rest will impact your interaction or your communication between these different immune system cells. And when research was carried out on how rest affects the immune system with regards to vaccinations, it shows that adequate rest improved the immune system and its memory response. So your immune system likes it when you get rest, because rest seems to be a key factor in the regulation of what medicine calls the immunological processes. Here's a quote by Eric Prather, PhD. He works for the Robert Wood Johnson's Foundation, University of California, San Francisco, and Berkeley. He says, our study revealed the clinical relevance and role of sleep in how the immune system functions as a whole. Okay? So our body's all connected as a whole. We're all linked together. It's real important. Well, let's talk about life's rhythms for a sec, because what the research is telling us is that our metabolic functions of our bodies are all connected and are organized in rhythms. So when a rhythm is disrupted, it affects other areas also. If any of you out there have ever been in a band or a ballet recital or anything like that, where, you know, all the people have their parts to play, and it's real important that everybody execute their part on time or it messes everybody else up. So it's real important to have a rhythm. So think of the body having many cellular clocks, and when one chimes, it signals another clock to chime. When a clock does not chime, it throws off the signals to the other clocks, creating a metabolic imbalance. That's a metaphor. There you go. It's just a visual for you. So medicine recognizes that rest will create the synergistic action within their circadian system. Rest allows the body to exchange and share signals through hormones, neurotransmitters, and protein and enzymes. So an important find with regard to your body's defenses is that in the peak of sleep and in your wake hours also, these also influence the immune system's capabilities. So again, the rhythm was established by whom? Well, our creator. You know, and any disruption will throw a monkey wrench into things. So let's talk about powering up the cells. What I think what the science research is saying, the moral of all this research, is that 8 to 10 hours of sleep is going to be necessary when we are healthy, and more sleep is required when we're sick. So it makes perfect sense that when we are sick, the body likes to take several naps, right? So it is using that circadian rhythm to assist the immune system in making more immune system cells. Now, the human body manufactures several different immune system cells, depending on the type of infection you have. So the immune system may engage more of one type of cell than the other, depending on what the immune system is facing or fighting, because your immune system is more sophisticated, has more capabilities, and it has an adaptive response, because it can shift gears. It learns, let's put it that way. It almost has its own, intelligence. Artificial, I wouldn't say artificial, because God created that. Now, one of the immune system cells that the body can use is the lymphocytes. And it often is the one that has the adaptive response. The antigen cells bring antigens to the lymphocytes to adapt to what the antigen needs. The effector cells are pretty much the gladiators of the cells. They're the ones that kill the microbes after the adaptive response has been initiated. Now, remember, we talked about the many cellular clocks forming this rhythm in our defenses. Well, this is where the lymph nodes and the submucosal lymphoid tissues and your spleen come in, chiming right along with the immune system cells. So these tissues help carry all the blood and the healthy immune systems in it to destroy the negative pathogens. Well, let's look at some sleep disruptors. If we can sidestep a lot of things that cause us to have disrupted sleep, we're going to be ahead of the game. Okay, sometimes it can be medications that the doctor prescribes that could be the culprit that robs us of rest. According to Professor Earl Fehrig of Yale's School of Medicine, he says we should investigate all the factors that impact our sleep, including medicines. Some of these drugs may reduce symptoms, but they are messing up the rhythm that the body depends on for optimal function. So the top 10 items that will put you in overall, well, rest mechanism at risk, let's put it that way, are your alpha blockers. These are your blood pressure medications, your beta blockers. They also are prescribed for arrhythmia, angina, migraines, tremors, and glaucoma. The corticosteroids for inflammation, they're also prescribed for rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, allergies. The SSRI antidepressants, of course, and the ACE inhibitors, also for high blood pressure and congestive heart failure. The angiotensin II receptor blockers, usually for coronary artery disease and heart failure. The cholinesterase inhibitors, usually for memory loss, Alzheimer's patients, dementia. The H1 antagonists are the second-generation antihistamines. They're used for allergies. The glucosamine and the chondroitin dietary supplements used for joint pain and inflammation can keep you awake, as well as the statin drugs for high cholesterol. Well, this is what Professor Errol Fehrig, epidemiology, Yale's School of Medicine, says. These findings are not only unveil a novel direct molecule link between the circadian rhythms and the immune system, but also opens a new paradigm in the biology of the overall immune system response, with important implications for the prevention and treatment of disease. Furthermore, he says patients in the ICU often have disrupted sleep patterns due to noise, nocturnal light exposure, and medications. It's going to be important to investigate how those factors influence immune response. End of quote. Well, what about other influences? Well, health experts also advise that regular exercise is going to help you sleep better. It is pretty clear that a simple thing of not getting adequate rest will disrupt the neurotransmitters, the hormones that can increase our risk to certain types of cancer. It can be easy for our body and our immune system to become confused from lack of rest, and it won't know or if it should manufacture the chemicals it needs for sleep or not. So some people feel that they function just fine. I'm fine on 4, 5, maybe 6 hours of sleep, you know, per day. What they're not taking into account is it will catch up with them. At the minimum, they are reducing the efficiency of their immune system at least by 12% or more. So how can sleep better? How can we sleep better and live better? Well, as we approach a very hectic time of the year, we got, you know, graduations coming up. Summertime is a time for weddings, summer vacations, family reunions. So if we move into that season, we got to take extra care to protect ourselves, our immune system, because we don't want to be sick. We don't want to miss those things. If we're eating a lot of sugar, it suppresses the immune system for about 8 hours. Lack of sleep on top of that can really, you know, put you under the gun and make you susceptible to catching all kinds of head colds and allergy can kick up. Your allergy responses can kick up as well. People often get the seasonal sinusitis, and then it travels south, and then they have, you know, bronchitis. So we want to watch the sugar, and we want to get enough rest. And we want to watch foods that have a lot of additives as well, because that's not going to help us at all. We want also broad-spectrum herbs that can help boost our immune system. And if our immune system response is too touchy or too oversensitive, you can use some herbs to tone it down just a tad, but not shut it off. So the more specific issues are really looking for the sleep. If you're eating some foods that keep you up, you know, don't eat dark chocolate late at night. That'll keep you awake. You know, watch the caffeine. Watch the alcohol, too, because it'll make you sleepy initially, but then it'll stimulate your nervous system, and then you'll wake up in the middle of the night, and you may not get back to sleep. So watch the alcohol consumption as well. So if you're looking for a really great herb to help you drift off naturally to sleep, it's not a narcotic, it's not an opiate, it doesn't sedate you, but what it does is it has plant calcium with the minerals with it for the uptake, and you just drift off nicely to sleep. It takes the tension out of the nervous system, and you just go to sleep normally. And you don't wake up feeling like, you know, a truck ran over you. And you can get to sleep and stay asleep. That's the beauty of valerian root. Now, if you tend to have muscle tension, you might want to use lobelia. Relaxation formula, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that, plus the valerian. You can use them both if you have this tense nervous system as well as the muscles. You can use them both because they work on different systems. And you can get that good night's sleep without having to use pharmaceutical products and, you know, drugs. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Tell them you want some things to help you relax and sleep. And it's perfectly safe and there's no side effects and it won't break the bank. Don't need a copay. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so I thought we'd talk about some fast-track nutrients. We can all use some more nutrition. These days, you know, people say, I don't have time to make something, you know, healthy. Well, you know, time is a commodity. Families struggle with that. They rarely have time to, you know, get those fruits and vegetables in the diet like they should. A lot of ads for supplements, you know, they talk about the super nutrition in a lot of products, but what ingredients do they have? Look at their list. And what it is typically is an isolated chemical list. Consumers really aren't sure what it is, but it's a synthetic. And there's also lots of hype with the marketing for the nutraceuticals, and that term is used to describe a synthetic herb ingredient. So some of the popular organic grocery stores are really stocking the nutraceuticals along with the standard supplements, which really is a surprise to me. But as more and more supplement companies either go out of business or they're bought up by the big pharmaceutical companies, consumers are finding out They're having to be hunters of the. They have to search out the whole food supplements because their choices seem to be dwindling. There are some basic ingredients that consumers can keep in mind that are going to offer them some more nutrition in the long run, helps them sustain their metabolism. So we're going to take a look. The greens with the chlorophyll are where I go. That's definitely going to be something that's going to create a lot of enzyme and a lot of metabolic power on a cellular level for my body. So I'm going for the green herbs. So when I was a budding herbalist in herb school, I was introduced to three grasses that are usually pretty plentiful. They're packed with nutrition and they're gluten-free, okay? These herbs provide that super nutrition that consumers typically are looking for in supplements. So these three grasses sound like something Farmer Joe would feed his animals. However, unlike prairie or long grass, these grasses are safe for human consumption. So the three grasses are alfalfa, barley, and wheatgrass. And these are naturally gluten-free. There's no wheat berry there. They contain a lot of nutrients. The grasses like these are not grains, but are packed with vital nutrients the body is starving for. So the chemical analysis of the grasses have similar profiles to many of the dark green leafy vegetables many Americans are missing in their diet. So why more people don't take advantage of these super nutritional greens, these grasses, well, it's beyond me. If you want to pop those colored gummy vitamins full of fillers and sugar, go ahead, but not me. So the American Dairy Association was founded in 1906, and it was discovered in the 1930s that when cows did not eat fresh grass, in particular fresh young grass, the chemical nutrients of the milk declined. The nutrition in the milk went down. So that was a discovery that scientists started researching, a lot of the nutrient benefits of grass. So I think if you can get some wheatgrass, it's the best thing in the world. Well, let's look at barley grass first. It contains natural B12, vitamin C, 7 times more than oranges. It has iron, 5 times more than spinach, and it has calcium, 11 times more than cow's milk. Let's see, wheatgrass, it helps to regulate digestion from the stomach to the large intestine. Well, that's your whole plumbing right there. It helps with constipation issues. It cleanses the liver and the blood. The chlorophyll in it helps the stomach replace its lining every 3 days, protecting you from digestive acids, ulcers, and all kinds of problems. Alfalfa grass is mineral rich, and it's also antifungal. It contains 8 essential amino acids for the metabolism, and the liver just loves it. It promotes the proper pH as well. So barley grass, wheatgrass, alfalfa grass are 3 winners in my book. According to chemist Charles Schinnebel, he says not all wheatgrass is the same. The growing and the harvesting of the grass affects the nutrients, so rich soil, got to have rich soil, has to be an unpolluted, unfertilized, unpesticide, herbicide soil. Okay, can't use that. Can't use that on the grass itself if you want a mineral-rich grass. So harvesting the grass early, as the young grass comes up, it will contain more nutrition as well. And a lot of people on the West Coast, you notice they go to these juice bars and they'll have a wheatgrass shot. You know, they'll have just a shot glass of wheatgrass. Because wheatgrass can be a bit, has bite to it, a little bit of bitterness. So they'll go in there and they'll have their wheatgrass shots. It's typically fresh juice from the grass. Now, if you use a powdered wheatgrass, you could do that too. They're both going to provide extra nutrition from the young grass itself. Dried or dehydrated grass, you just add it to water. It's water soluble. It's just in the system in 60 seconds. Powdered wheatgrass, if you're going to get it, it should look vibrant. It should not look brown, okay? If it looks brown, either they over-powdered it and burnt it, or it may not be wheatgrass that you have, or it's just very old. They waited too long to harvest it, and it's old grass. So if you're wondering how cows became so big and strong and beefy eating grass, then it's because the nutrition grass has is pretty sufficient. So when people say they need milk for strong bones, I point out cows are vegetarians. They have strong bones. So, you know, we're not supposed to nurse on cows and cow's milk, as you probably have been researching on the internet. Very bad for the cardiovascular system. Well, if you're looking for the barley, the wheatgrass, the alfalfa grass, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that combined in their Body Foundation food mix, along with some other great herbs that give you the all-around vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant protein, all that great plant-based calcium. You can't beat it. Gives you lots of energy. And so even you can even eat lighter if you're trying to drop a few pounds and still be getting the nutrients. So thepowerherbs.com, you'll find it there, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.